Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August 26th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn up 3¾ cents at 6.50, 3¾, December wheat up 3¼ cents at 7.92¼, and November beans up 12 cents at 14.43¼. We did have a sale this morning, 146,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. Yesterday, the USDA came out and said they messed up this whole weekly export sales number. They were switching systems. They put out, I think it was three or four different sets of numbers, none of which apparently were correct. I haven't seen any adjustments or any final numbers yet, so we really don't know. Maybe they're going to just tack them on to next week. But whatever this new system is, certainly didn't work well. So nobody really has a clue of what those export sales were. I don't think it'll have a huge impact, but the large numbers that they were throwing around were just inconsistent with reality. The weather looks fairly benign, a little bit dry, a little bit cooler, then it warms up again. So I don't see anything major there. Fed Chairman Powell is going to be speaking today, and that should affect the interest rates. But, you know, we're on a pretty good break on the interest rates, and I don't know whether or not if he comes out a little bit hawkish, whether it's going to really bombard the bond market here. But outside markets right now, we've got crude oil steady. The dollar's down 53, kind of nothing there. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour will announce their final numbers today. Iowa came in at 138.8. That was on average. They're a little bit ahead on the pod count for the three-year average. Minnesota was very strong. 190.4 versus 181. The pods were 1101 versus 1026. So, you know, some people are saying that the whole results of this thing is we could be down around 173.5 to 174.5 for their final yield count on the corn. We'll see if that shows up. So, you know, we're starting off the day strong here. I don't see anything particularly negative. One of the things that nobody's talking about here this morning, which I think could be part of the strength overnight, is the fact that the nuclear plant in Ukraine, they've disconnected the power, and it's running on emergency generators. Now, I'm not sure exactly what that means. I'm not a nuclear scientist, but there were some concerns that if they did that, there could be some serious problems. So, you know, does anybody really want to go home short over the weekend? I don't know. I wouldn't think you'd really want to have a major short position knowing that this thing could blow up overnight. But, you know, who knows? Maybe they've got this thing under control. Nobody really knows. And that's what we're going to have to live with here. So there's a lot of uncertainty in the market. Generally, the market doesn't like that. But it seems to me that, you know, as long as crude oil holds up here today, the beans should be relatively, and the corn should be relatively strong. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-7884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.